It's Wildcards. I am not Amelia Bonner. I am Paul Senior in the chair today because Amelia Bonner is sitting in a gondola somewhere in Venice. A lovely crew in front of me, a great set of lads, some would say, and Dan Morgan is also here.
Aww, you always say nice things.
I'm just a bad flirt, mate. Dan Morgan's with us, Ian Salmon's with us, Andy Heaton's with us, and Joel Sanderson Murray is with us. So, as per usual, regular listeners, you'll know that you vote on the Twitter for topics. First one would be current LFC. And the winner was, with 63% of the vote, an overwhelming 63%, you would say, beating goal difference, which got 5%. What a load of shite that one was. Kiana Hoover, 32%, the greatest player to ever play for the club, some would say. But the winner, with 63%, biggest game left. Dan Morgan, biggest game left.
Obviously, the biggest game is the next one.
Thank you.
As Jürgen Klopp would always say. I mean, look, that's the obvious answer. And that's what you'd hope the manager is putting into the players and what they're reciprocating, which they have been throughout the season. But I think if you're looking at this from a long-term point of view, with all of the fixtures in front of us, I think if we're going on the notion that we were going at the same rates of points that we're going at now, I think I look at it in the way of, at what point do we see the finish line? And for me, I think if we beat Chelsea, with four to go, I think that's when the finish line's in sight for us, even with that 4-point gap. So you've got a lot of fixtures in there that are tricky. You know, we've got to go to Everton, we've got to go to Man United before that, which, you know, could all and will all have their own challenges. But we've got a thing with Chelsea where, you know, the manager's not daft. He's tactically very good if he gets the players to go with him on that. You've got Eden Hazard turning up to Anfield like fucking Dickie Dean before the offside rule every time he comes. And you've got a load of, you know, you've got a load of demons 13, 14 to bury to a certain extent with that fixture. So I think if we get past Chelsea, win, and we're still four or more in front, I think that's when momentum carries us through.